Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Three Guys and Ties podcast. This is Michael.
This is Matt.
Caleb.
Let's get this thing going.
All right, guys.
Start us off.
So I've got a good one here. Would you guys, okay, I don't know what you guys weigh, but I could speculate. Would you rather weigh half of your weight or double your weight? Like you go to sleep tonight, you wake up tomorrow, and you're either twice the weight you are or half of what you are right now.
Okay, so let's say you go the double option. Is it like muscle or fat?
I mean, based off your height, you can really only weigh so much without being fat.
Okay, and if it's half my weight, am I like,
yeah?
How's that work?
You're a skinny, skinny person.
So, I think I would die being that skinny.
So just for perspective, if it was me, I would either be 400 pounds or 100 pounds. I think I would.
The 100 is maybe as a full grown man. I don't know. It's probably not survivable.
I don't know. You're too tall to be 100 pounds.
Yeah, I would
See, I'm with you. I would be 115 or 460.
Yeah, like either one of those is just...
Dear God.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't feel like you could... I don't legitimately feel like you could survive half your weight.
Pretense you can survive on either way you're
still
living.
Don't... Yeah, you might biologically be able to survive, but then the wind's going to pick up and you're gone. So, like... I feel like you gotta.
I feel like if you
weighed
half your weight, you could literally pick up nothing.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think I'm probably gonna just get 400. Yeah, just give me the weight. Give me the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can live with that.
For sure. I think that would be much more manageable. At least you don't have to worry about the, you know, the wind and stuff. I mean, like.
Slide through a grate or something.
Like, I'm trying to think of some advantage of being that skinny. Like, some sort of advantage.
You probably would have to eat less to be full.
Yeah, save money.
You could save money.
You'd have to be cold all the time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You'd always be cold.
But on the flip side, if you're twice your weight, you're probably going to be pretty warm all the time.
Yeah, but what kind of shirt do you wear if you're 6 foot tall and 100 pounds?
A loose one.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be, right?
I don't even know what that would be, because you'd run into such a weird issue. Where like your girth, okay? So you have to buy let's say a large shirt so it'll be long enough to like, yeah,
exactly,
cover you. But it does, it's just like
you could fit in it three times.
Yeah, completely. Dude, you would be so skinny that you buy a large shirt that it would just like essentially fall. You buy like a large tank top, right? Because at least the t-shirts have sleeves, but you buy like a large tank top and at least it would like fall. You'd be so skinny, you'd just fall.
Everything would look like a nightgown.
Everything would be a nightgown.
You could do the Under Armour fitted type.
True.
Those like spandex.
It might fit you like a normal person.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Okay, you
do. I doubt those things get that tight.
You wake up tomorrow and you're twice your weight. What's the first thing you do?
Go to Planet Fitness.
I mean, that's a good answer, actually.
Yeah. I order new clothes first because I won't fit in anything that I have.
Yeah.
If I wake up and I'm twice my weight tomorrow, I don't even honestly know what to do at that point.
Maybe become a comedian. That plays well. Like, you know.
I think, you just start living the hefty life.
Yeah.
Right?
And just commit to it. I mean, I don't even know, like...
Get a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, you have to with that. You'd be the next Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. They call him Fluffy. They call me Fluffier. Like, let's do this thing.
So, I noticed recently, I was just watching some people walk, okay? Everybody has a different walk. It's almost like a fingerprint or an accent. So, I'm just wondering, like, you can graph out certain regions of accents. But what determines people's walk?
Like their stride?
Yeah. Everybody walks different. How does that happen?
I think has to be more genetic, like physical genetic.
Yeah, it's got to have to do with like how tall, how much you weigh.
Have you not?
How
okay.
athletic you are.
Do you think there's like everyone has a unique walk? Or do you think there's like 30 different walk strides that, I mean probably more like, than that. But
there's like 7 billion people on the earth, and I don't imagine we each could have an individual walk.
I don't know. I mean,
you know how like faces, like unless you're twins, technically everybody looks different, but dude, there's a lot of like repeat faces. I feel
Yeah, they say, what is it, like everybody 13, has like...
I think it's like 13 identical twins or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's 13 people in the like world who look exactly like you.
Yeah.
It might be lower, it might be higher than that, but could you imagine...
That always trips me out, like you see a guy that looks like your buddy, and you're like, well, damn, that's not him, but...
Dude, there's a guy who used to work at the Old Navy, what the fuck am I? God damn it, we have more than one of those. Anyway, there's a guy...
Raised in East Tennessee is what you are.
Dang, I'm mad at myself right now. I make fun of people for going to Walmart. Like, there's multiples of them. Just don't... Anyway, I'm offended at myself. Anyway, so there's a guy who used to work at Old Navy who apparently is, like, my twin. Like, people will be like, hey, are you Jordan? I don't know his name. Yeah. They'll be like, hey...
Dude, you work at Old Navy, too?
And I'm like, nah. I don't work there. And they're like, nah, you definitely work there. And I'm like...
It's not me.
That ain't me.
I want to meet him.
I want to meet him also.
Let's go to Old Navy today.
I don't think he works there anymore. I mean, that was a couple years ago. So, like, I don't know where he works now, if he's doing well. If you're doing well, twin, hope you're doing well. I said that out of order. I was going to say, if my twin is out there, I hope you're doing well. But, yeah.
So
what's the first thing you'd say?
Interesting thought.
You meet, like, your doppelganger. It's the first thing you, like... What do you say to him? Like,
what do I say to him?
Yeah, like, they look exactly the same.
I want to play some pranks instantly. Yeah. Like, we're going to get the same haircut, and then we're going to go get the same clothes, and then go play some pranks on people.
Yeah.
Instantly.
What kind of prank would you do?
I don't know.
Well, maybe. I would start from jump. Haircut. I would go in and get a haircut, and then I would send my doppelganger in mad. Be like, dude, my hair already grew back.
Oh my God. That's perfect.
You
yes.
just cut my hair, and this is what it looks like.
Yes.
And they'd be like, What the hell's going on?
Yes.
Dude, I demand you cut my hair again. So we'd get a lot of free stuff.
I mean, the barber would be like...
That would be hilarious. Yeah.
I'd start just from jump.
The barber would be like, oh, he has a twin or whatever. But like, I'm just trying to think. You doing like a... I don't know, like... If you were in school, like send the twin into a class instead of you. That'd be cool.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I always thought it would be cool if I had a twin and only one of us was enrolled. And then we just kind of like take turns. You'd only have to go to school like 2 or 3 days a week.
Only one of you get a degree though.
Yeah, so like you do, one of you does well in life. So you're going to have to like split all your money. Yeah.
Unless you both assume the same identity and then you both take turns. Once you graduate, you take turns with that job.
Yeah.
You get a good job, split the salary. But you're only working part-time also.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. I kind of like that.
I don't know. I mean, you have to have a good enough job to support the two of you, like, at that point.
The problem I have with that is you have to live with that person forever.
Yeah. Because, I mean, well, you don't necessarily have to.
You just have to live in the same area that you can get to the job.
You'd live with the same person, or you're going to have two rents on one paycheck.
What would end up happening would be...
And in your name, because they don't have a job.
Yeah. The IRS would get you.
I don't think the IRS would get you. The IRS would just be like confused, I guess. I don't know.
It would have to be a decision your parents made.
Yeah, I mean, because like you can't just like send one of you to high school.
Yeah, they would have to do a home birth and then only take one of you to the hospital to get like registered or whatever.
That would be awesome.
Is that how they do that? Is it like a dog? Like,
yeah, here's my kid.
Yeah,
go ahead and register.
We had this.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
You just get a stamp of approval and take the baby home. Like,
yeah. I don't know how that works. If like,
have you guys ever seen or read those like Among the Hidden books? Or
I think I've seen a movie. Isn't there a movie or something?
Yes,
like kind of similar.
So it's like a population control thing, and you can only have like two kids. But families that have three kids obviously keep the kid and then just put it into hiding.
Yeah. I've not seen that, but I don't know if you, I know I've talked about the 100 a lot, but they have something similar. It's one kid in the 100, and then they have one of the main people have two kids, and then that's like a whole thing, and they keep her hidden for years and
Isn't
years.
Octavia?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's hidden, and then she gets sent down to Earth because they blame her too. They don't blame the mom. They don't blame anybody but her. They blame her for being born, which is, you know,
still
kind of fucked when you think about it. So,
like, how dare you have the audacity?
How dare you be born?
Okay, going back to doubling your weight, would you rather have to always... Bless you, Caleb.
Caleb literally just shit himself everywhere.
Excuse me. I tried to... I'm sorry. I didn't...
You didn't sneeze. He also just sneezed on Matt.
No. I didn't sneeze on Matt. No, I did not. I was trying to...
All right, going back to being fat, would you guys rather have to always eat laying down or always eat standing up?
Standing up, for
standing
sure.
Standing up, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to eat standing up a lot of the time.
I mean, I don't... That's not my... I don't prefer it. By no means do I prefer it, but like...
I feel like it just like goes down faster.
If you're standing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would not like to just be...
I just picture myself at like a nice restaurant, like a really, you know, an anniversary date type restaurant. And you go in and they're like, you know, they take you to your table and you literally just lay down long ways, like along two seats. You're just like eating everything. Or the opposite, you're standing there.
On the chair, I guess.
No, I'm just standing on the chair. But
I think you still get to stand on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you pick.
But I would feel like they're like insisting you to sit down. Like, sir, please sit down. This is...
You know? I mean, yeah, if you pick
laying
down.
Turns into a problem everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You could only eat at like places that had a bar.
Yeah, standing bar.
Yeah, dude, if you pick laying down, you can just like never go out to eat again. Unless you make the restaurant. Like, you just make a lay-down restaurant, and then people are like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? And then you go out of
business.
That'd
be interesting, though, actually.
Would you go to that?
No.
There's no way I would go.
It sounds like a cool concept. I can't eat laying down, hardly.
Dude, I can eat, like, popcorn and, like,
popcorn I
candy.
Can do.
Like, I can
That's fair.
Eat,
yeah, I can
like,
do
yeah, but the
snacks,
ultimate
like
double your
food.
Weight move is laying down in bed eating a pizza. You know what I mean?
As like, long as my head is propped up slightly. Like, I can't lay 90 degrees.
Yeah.
But if my head's propped
laying
up slightly,
flat.
I can
imagine
do that.
Laying, like, flat on your back trying to eat a fucking steak.
Bro. No.
Like, even,
dear God.
You can't even do that. Like, that's just too much.
You're trying to eat ice cream. Like, eating laying down would be more inconvenient.
That would be awful. But then you run the risk of, like, you're the weird guy in the restaurant who's just standing there eating. Like, you're just, like, in your service, like, space at that point.
I feel like they're both a problem, but laying down is more of a problem for you.
Laying down's more of, like, what's... Like, okay, so if you're standing up, like, you're at a restaurant, and you're standing up, people are like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? But if you're laying down, people are like, all right, somebody get him out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you're
like,
probably getting kicked out for laying down.
This guy's like, they're like, what is wrong with
Imagine
this guy?
Imagine you're in a booth, though, and nobody actually messes with you, they just let you do it. And you're just, like, trying to have a conversation, but you can't look at the person across from you.
It's like curled up like a cat holding
like,
your
plate.
You
can have
the
conversation
the
until the food comes. You can sit in the booth until the food comes. And that's even weirder. You have to commit to it at the beginning because that's even weird. Like, even if you do the standing thing, imagine like you're just sitting there the whole time, then the food gets there, and you're like, all right, time to stand. And the server's like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you've been sitting this whole time. What are you standing to eat?
Maybe you just get a hospital bed and let somebody push you in there in a hospital
a
bed.
Gurney
so at
everywhere
least you have an excuse. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's real paralyzed. Would you rather always have to poop standing up or never be able to use toilet paper again? Like, never be able to wipe again?
So,
you could take a shower, but like you're at work, you got to use the bathroom. You're at the airport about to get on your flight. No wiping.
I mean, if you're pooping standing up, it's rolling down your legs. Like,
that's my argument. Yeah,
like, it's definitely gonna roll down your legs.
You have to,
like, even if it's just totally solid, like, it's gonna like bounce off your legs.
I think you do a lot of core workout and get to where you can like projectile it,
torpedo it.
And then,
maybe.
No, dude, I feel like it's always
going to. What
gonna,
about that one?
Yeah, it's always going to, like, fall down straight. It's going to hit your leg.
I mean,
it's going to hit your pants. If
and
you don't
that,
take your pants all the way off.
Yeah, and then.
You have to use urinals.
Yeah, dude, public restroom, I would definitely use
you have
urinal.
To. So you.
I
you
put urinals in my house.
You guys know whenever you walk into a restroom and, like, it happened when you're, like, school, like elementary, middle school, you walk into the bathroom, some kid's at the urinal, pants around his ankles, peeing.
Yeah, dude, I was that kid until like third grade.
Like, that's gonna be you, but instead of facing the urinal, you're facing everyone who's walking into the restroom.
Hey, man!
And your pants aren't on at all. They're like to the side. They're draped over like the divider.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's what you're signing up for if you pick poop standing up. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, dude, no toilet paper. Think of it.
You would always.
At least if you make a mess every time, you can clean yourself up.
Oh, you'd always have to be at home. You couldn't poop out.
You can't really do either of these out and about. I mean, you could, but like one of them, you're gonna feel pretty disgusting. You're gonna feel really bad about yourself.
Like you get like a butt rash or something from doing that.
From not having toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty sure that's what happens.
I mean, I don't.
I think you train your body, like you do. Use bathroom in the morning, take your shower, then go about your day. You probably stop drinking coffee.
That's a no.
You probably don't eat Mexican food ever again. You know, like there's
yeah.
You cut out certain things that we love in life, like Mexican food, barbecue, stuff like you really enjoy in life.
I think I would still do that and just deal with the
just deal with the ramifications of it later.
Just deal with it later.
You just go to a Mexican restaurant and you're like, and everyone's like, yeah, let's go get a drink or something. You're like, nah,
I'm gonna go home first.
I gotta go home and take a shower. I get a little sweaty when I eat Mexican food. And they're like, no, man, like you're good. And you're like, no. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. I have to go home for a moment.
I just feel like there'd be those inevitable nights. You're like, you're out at the bars. You've been drinking. You've had some bar snacks. And like, you got to go.
Yeah.
And you're drunk enough to like not really be like, okay, I'm going to drive home, do all this.
Those bar appetizers are catching up with you. And they're like, all right, and all shit.
Dude, I almost think standing up, because like I said, you just go into your booth, you stand up, you make a mess, but you can clean yourself up.
So here's the thing. It boils down to like the public. It boils down to doing it out in public is the problem I have with it. Because at some point, you're inevitably going to have to use a public restroom. And that's where I'm like, I would rather just do my biz, not wiping.
I think it would be pretty funny to sit poop standing up.
Bro, listen. Okay.
We should all try it today and see how hard it
is. Just a little trial run.
No, I mean, you do what you want in your own life. Don't do it at my house. But
I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, no. Dude, just imagine. Okay, let's say the three of us go to like a baseball game, all right? And it hits me, right? Like, I got to. Like, I can't go home. It's just, it has to happen, okay? You walk into the bathroom after me because you have to... I mean, we're at a baseball game. We've been drinking. You have to go just use the restroom, right? You have to go pee. And you walk in there, and I'm standing facing the door at the urinal with my pants draped over the divider, straining to take a shit in a urinal.
That's hilarious. Think...
What do you think of me at that point?
You go to the booth.
I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Stall.
Dude.
So I'm thinking of the solution.
The stall would be messier, but listen, you could clean up.
So you go to the stall. Hold on. You walk into the bathroom. You know that I'm in there doing my business. You don't see my shoes. You're very confused. You don't see my shoes because I'm standing on the toilet seat. But all of a sudden, you just hear, I don't know.
I'm straddling, bro. What are you doing?
Well, I guess you could do that. Either or, it doesn't matter.
Really?
You're still, hold on. You're still.
You know how much I
You're still, I was going for like.
Shit's falling 7 foot.
Dude, I was throwing.
It's going to splash everywhere.
Listen, I was throwing darts in the toilet, okay?
Oh,
like,
my God.
But you imagine, you just hear from 2-3 foot up. You hear the splash from that. You're like. God, what the hell did he eat? Is that gonna happen to me later?
It's the densest thing I've heard.
you see my feet just like straddled in the toilet. And you're like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, you're just so confused.
Dude, I just play. I'm foreign. I do it different. We do different.
Dear God. I mean, at first I was thinking that I was standing in front of the toilet and it was just gonna like bounce off my legs and like splatter on the ground. Okay, but then the more I thought about it, if you're straddling the toilet, I think it just goes right in.
Dude, there's not enough room.
Actually just goes right in.
My bathroom is, or my toilet is so close to like the sink counter and stuff. There's not enough room for my leg on the left side. So what do I?
I guess you stand on your toilet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do I do with that situation? That, I don't know, man.
You're standing.
I'm going to go in and wipe, and I'm just going to deal with it.
Where they both become problematic for me is when it's a messy situation.
Yeah, and then. You can't do anything about it in public is where the problem.
And it's like, do you stand up and spend 15 minutes cleaning up the bathroom? Or do you, I mean, you go back out there?
I think I would rather just clean myself. Because if it ends up bouncing around and like splattering on the floor and shit, like that would be so bad. Like,
dude, at some point though, you're going to get poop on your clothes.
Yeah, it's going to
get
on your
clothes. I mean, at some point, it's going to happen. And then you got to deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's the dealing with I'm not ready to do.
Okay. So next question is from one of our listeners, Dustin. Shout out to Dustin. And I'll put some parameters on this one. So you genetically or whatever, your body processes whichever option you pick as water. So it's like everybody needs water. You need either alcohol or pickle juice. Which one of those? If you had to drink your only beverage, alcohol or pickle juice, but your body is like, oh, this so is water.
It's just the taste. Do I not get drunk if I drink the alcohol?
Yeah, do you
No, you feel like you would be drunk. You'd feel the effects. Now, if all you drink is alcohol all day, every day, you're probably going to build up a pretty good tolerance.
I mean, I feel like...
Ugh. But dude, think like... Yeah. You wake up in the middle of the night, you're just parched, and you reach over and you grab a bottle of Fireball.
That sounds so bad.
Yeah.
That sounds so bad.
I'm always like, whenever we do these drinking ones, I'm always like, if I go for a long run, which I don't run, so I don't know why that's always my thought, but if I go for a long run, what's going to be the most refreshing at the end of it? A fifth of Jack Daniels or a jar of pickle juice?
Like, pickle juice sounds a little bit refreshing to me.
I don't know, man. That's vinegar and salt. Like,
I've never tried
it,
but like I think it might be
decent. I like
decent.
The pickle in liquid form.
Like a cold pickle juice? That actually don't sound too
people,
bad.
People are weird people and they just drink pickle juice. If you just drink pickle juice out of the jar, you're weird. But
I think it might be kind
of
healthy.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about how we process vinegar and salt, but I imagine it's not the best thing you can drink in your life.
If it could be any alcohol, I'd probably just drink like ciders.
True.
And seltzers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like
yeah, drink like
El Presidente
or something.
Twisted Tea.
El Presidente. Yeah, yeah, you can get by.
Twisted Tea.
Twisted
Tea. Like some Mike Hard Lemonade. Boy, I like some Mike Hard Lemonade.
So I think that's where it kind of has to be liquor or pickle juice.
Yeah, dude, you just got done running 4 miles and you're just like, yeah, let me just turn up this vodka real quick, like, you know, like. I don't know, man.
That needs to be a commercial.
Just a vodka commercial.
At the end of a marathon, even better. At like, in the 26 mile, they're just handing out like shots of Grey Goose.
Yeah, that'd be great.
People just start puking because that's exactly what would happen.
Have you guys ever heard of something called a pickle fucker?
What?
So it's a way to consume tequila. Okay, it's kind of like the lime salt. You know what I mean? That whole spiel?
Yeah.
Or what is it? Salt, tequila, lime. So this incorporates pickle juice. So instead of salt, it's sriracha. Then it's tequila. And then it's pickle juice.
That sounds amazing.
Dude.
Doesn't sound good to me.
That sounds good.
I was on your side of the fence until I tried it, Michael.
Yeah.
Amazing. You do not taste the alcohol at all.
I believe it.
Sriracha is really good. It kind of fries the taste buds really quick. Then you take the tequila, you don't really get it. And then pickle juice is so strong of a flavor.
Yeah.
Dude.
You know, I actually have my...
slapping.
Yeah, they're
really
good.
Does.
I have my actual answer now that we've had this conversation. Okay. I am going to go liquor.
Okay.
And the reason... like liquor, just beer or anything. And the reason I'm going to go alcohol is because there's at least variety in my day-to-day. I can at least switch it up. Like,
no matter what.
There's always something else.
Yeah, you can have a whiskey mug.
Can I do mixed drinks?
Nah.
So it's just straight up liquor?
Or straight up pickle juice.
Oh, that complicates it. Because I'm thinking I could get a margarita or something.
No, regardless, you can have tequila this month, whiskey the next month, vodka the next month.
You can still mix it up.
Jaeger the next month.
Yeah, I mean, you're at least mixing up. But man, like, you're just drinking that whiskey and it's biting, you know, like... I like a good glass of whiskey. I don't like a good glass of whiskey at 8 in the morning, though. You know, like...
You just brush your teeth.
Yeah, dude. Like...
You go to the hospital and they have to put, like, vodka in your freaking IV fluid.
Imagine how drunk you get.
What a hard ass, though.
Imagine how just flip up a bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it says we can't give you, like, the saline solution. We have to give you, like... You can get vodka or tequila. Which one do you want? Yeah. You're like, give me tequila. Yeah.
Tequila drip.
You look at your hospital bill. You spend $22,000 on a bag of tequila because
I always again go back to like, oh, how could I make money on it? Dude, I become the biggest sponsor for every alcohol company.
Yeah, I literally
definitely.
Yeah, I drink it every day.
Yeah,
since 26, I've done nothing but drink Grey Goose.
Yeah.
And look at me.
I'm half my weight.
Look at me now. Here we are.
That's true.
Gosh.
Okay. So I have a three-level would you rather.
A three-level would you rather.
Okay.
Okay. I like it.
So let's say you're an animal. Would you rather be, let's just say, a wolf or like a lion or something?
Those are very different animals.
They're similar enough. So would you rather
a dog or a cat?
Okay. Just an animal in general.
Okay.
Would you rather be domesticated, like living in a house, in an actual house, like with an owner that, like, you know, you're getting fed and like staying in a
not having to deal with shit.
Yeah.
I made it.
Or in a zoo?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Next option.
Or in the wild?
I think zoo gets eliminated.
Yeah, no, zoo, I mean, man. Like,
but the zoo, you're getting to hang out with your own kind. If you're a tiger, you're getting to chill with other tigers. So, you know, you're getting to
mate. Zoo is really just a domesticated, like, predatorial animal.
Okay,
for the most part, right? Like,
yeah.
The type of animal matters heavily here for me. Because if I'm a dog, I'm gonna be a domesticated dog.
Okay, yeah, but there's no dogs in the zoo.
Let's say tiger. Tiger, because tiger is one animal that, like, you know, some very wealthy people actually have as pets.
Yeah. Wild.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, so let's say tiger.
Wild. Too exotic.
100% wild.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
But you might go a week without eating.
No, dude, because I'm a tiger, brother.
You might get killed.
You might get poached.
Yeah, you might get poached, but here's the thing.
Just because you're a predator doesn't mean you eat every day.
I'm the apex. No. Tigers, or any animal, really, they, living in zoos, they don't live as long. They're not happy in zoos. I mean, you're not telling people, you know, like, it's not like...
I mean, it's essentially a prison for an animal.
It really is. Like, it's different because, like, cats, dogs, other typically domesticated animals... are pretty much bred to be house animals.
I almost think I'd be house tiger at that point.
House tiger?
Yeah, because of those people that had, like, I guess Joe Exotic had more of, like, a tiger camp or something.
It was a zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But, like, what's that one? There's a guy that had a lion, and he raised the lion he got it as a cub, raised it for however long, and then had to release it into the wild.
Dude, that lion probably died immediately.
No.
It
went out to the wild. It did fine.
It shouldn't have done. Well, I mean, it can't do fine because it doesn't know how to survive in the wild.
It's happened. So that's non-opinion right there.
Consider this being Facebook fact check.
Yeah, that happened. And so it might have been like where they tag it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because it doesn't know how to hunt. If it was only given food.
And like a preservationist type thing.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, like, yeah. I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I
preservation,
think that's...
that's
so, dude, he leaves and, like, comes back, like, 6 years later, however long, like, years later, and the lion, like, remembered him and, like, ran up to him.
That's
was, like,
badass.
Jumping up on him, hugging him and stuff.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine having, like, awesome. How much do lions weigh? Like, 400 pounds? I don't...
Hey, Siri, how much does an lion weigh?
An a lion?
An a lion.
The answer I found is 410 pounds.
Hey, I said that.
Wow.
Yeah, dang.
Wow.
This guy can size people up.
That was a straight up guess.
You got a job at the county fair, my guy.
Bro, that was just...
I would have said like 1,000.
Dude,
I would have been way off.
I just want y'all to know, I had no idea how much a lion weighed before.
That's a good guess. I would have maybe even said 2,000 pounds.
There's no way it weighs 2,000 pounds.
I don't know. I've not seen a lion up close in a while.
I thought it would be more than four. I would think like 600, 700
pounds. Yeah, 600 or 700 I could see, but 2,000 pounds, Caleb?
Dude, 400 pounds makes it seem a little... I guess it's pure muscle. I'm sorry. I'm getting into my head here. I'm like,
no,
man, dude, I might be able...
I don't even know how long
2,000 pounds,
are.
That's a small car.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Actually,
they got thick bones, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Them Serengeti bones.
No, man, I do think wild is definitely the play. Because here's the thing. If you're a domesticated lion, you're still a lion. You could at any given moment kill a person. Not mean to, but you could not even kill them. You could hurt somebody and then you get put down.
Yes, yes. What I think ends up happening, I don't even think you hurt somebody. I think a guy's got you. He loves you. You love him. It's great. He's got a nice big area for you. But you do what wild animals do and you want to venture. So you jump over your fence.
Yeah.
And then now there's a lion on the loose and they're just going to kill it.
Like, yeah. Exactly. I don't think lions, like those, anything of that caliber are not good house animals. They're just too big.
Do you remember the guy, I think it was in Texas maybe, and he had like a small zoo and he just let everything go?
I do remember that.
That's awful.
Dude, it was like 30 or 40 different wild animals.
Good God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're just driving down the road and you just look to your left and there's a lion there and you're just like,
dude. That's how people in Africa live, certain parts of Africa.
I don't think there's roads really where like the lions are roaming free. I mean, I don't think, you know, like you're going.
Yeah, they're in like a Land Rover.
You know what I mean? I don't think. Yeah, if you're driving a car in Africa and you see a lion, you probably were trying to go see a lion that day. You probably didn't just stumble. It's not like we see a deer about to cross the road. Like,
wait, what?
It's not like when we're driving. Not like when we're driving now and we just see a deer trying to cross the road, right? If you're in Africa.
I know elephants go on to like.
I see deer crossing the road. I'm saying
that is normal. It would not be like that. If you're just driving.
I think there's so many more deer than there are like lions and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because people don't poach deer. I mean, people hunt deer, but they don't like. It's not illegal to hunt them.
We have to manage the population of deer.
Yeah, we're trying to like keep on.
By killing them. And we have to manage the population of lions by preventing people from killing them.
I bet on the rare occasion you'd see a lion or something.
I just don't. As somebody who's never been to Africa and knows very little about the geography of Africa,
I don't think. Go ahead.
I just don't think that.
Lions are smart enough that they would avoid that. It would be a very desperate situation.
Smarter than deer.
Yeah.
Right. But like a herd type animal, like a deer or even elephants. Like I watched a documentary and it's like this, you know, pride of elephants had to orchestrate this highway and protect like the little ones because that was their path to get, you know, through their migratory pattern.
I have seen like elephants cross the road. Imagine like.
Why did the elephant cross the road, Michael?
To
get water, probably. Or pickle juice.
I don't know. I was trying to think of something funny to say, and I just...
to get vodka.
I was like, I don't know, to get to cross the road. I don't freaking know. I do think 100%, like, lion...
It'd be the funnest to be wild.
Oh, yeah, dude. But I think being the lion, like, being the king in the jungle, what you know about it, man?
Yeah.
Being a little it's Lion true. King action.
The biggest, like, could
you
debate.
Know tigers are so much bigger than lions?
Are they really?
Yeah.
How much does a tiger weigh?
Hey, Siri, how much does a tiger weigh?
550.
Okay. I found this on the web for how much does a tiger weigh 550. Check it out.
Oh, it heard me say 550.
Hey, Siri, how much does a tiger weigh?
The answer I found is 661 pounds.
Oh, dang. Okay. I didn't know that. I thought, I always thought
lions. They're a good 50% bigger than a lion.
Yeah, so a lion and a tiger go at it. The tiger wins, I guess.
That's almost 300 pounds difference, actually. Dude,
that is.
Which just makes it that much more of a flex because the lion's still like king of the jungle type of thing. Do you think it's because of the mane?
I think it's because of the roar.
Yeah.
Did you hear a lion from like 7 miles away and you know you're about to die?
Dude, did you know when gorillas beat on their chest, you can hear that for like miles?
Dude, I imagine.
You know how intimidating that'd be? You're in the jungle and you're in the Amazon, just like on a vacation, you're going on a little excursion into the jungle, and all of a sudden you just hear boom, 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 boom.
And then your little SUV that you're driving on this like dirt path, is some gorilla just runs up and flips you, and then like
as you keep driving a little bit further, it gets a little louder. Boom, boom, dude.
All right, so would you guys, and now this one is inspired by Impractical Jokers.
Dude, that show is hilarious.
It is. I was at a hotel. It was on the TV. I watched it, enjoyed it. But this one was inspired.
Dude, before you get into it, I saw one where it's like they have competitions. Whoever loses, they like the other three come together and roast the hell out of the other one. So they had one of the guys, the balding one. What's his name?
Murr.
So they had Murr do like, essentially he was auditioning for like a striptease or something.
Oh my God.
But the person they had come in was his childhood celebrity crush.
Oh my God.
And so he's like, what's going, like he's physically shaking. Like, what do I do? Like, I've loved this girl since I was 6 years old. And then you can literally see him. He like tilts his head and he's like, in his head, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. Drops the robe and just like starts getting into it.
That's
it was
hilarious.
So funny.
I think Murr might be my favorite because him and Joe are like the most adaptable. And they're like, we saw them in, how about setting concert like they sing? But we saw like one of their comedy shows in Knoxville a couple of years ago. And there's a picture somewhere on my phone where Murr has my phone. And he took a selfie on my phone with me, Kayla, and a bunch of strangers in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It is really cool. That was such a good show. But this is actually, this question is inspired by a punishment that Murr had to do, speaking of. So he lost, and essentially he had to walk up to strangers on the street who were smoking. and take the cigarette out and put it out. Take the cigarette out of their mouth or out of their hand, whatever, and put it out.
Oh my gosh.
So, would you rather that every time you see someone smoking a cigarette, you have to put it out, or every time you hear someone cuss, you have to spray them with a water bottle?
That's hilarious.
It's a tough one. One, the cussing thing, you have to have like a water bottle on your waist at all times.
Yeah, like
just is going to be inconvenient.
I mean, dude, but it's just like carrying a gun.
But I think both demographics are going to be more aggressive type people.
Everyone cusses. I mean,
yeah,
almost
to an extent. Everyone yes, cusses. But I'm saying like a guy cussing in public, audibly loud enough for everyone to hear. That's a particular kind of guy.
That's an aggressive person. You're right.
Yeah, but also.
But then again, think of it this way: let's say you're just at the bar, just at the bar,
dude,
watching a game.
You could never go to a bar. Either one of them.
You're just watching a game at a bar. Yeah, with either one, yeah. Honestly. But like, you're just watching a game at the bar. The guy next to you is like, God, this shit's getting old. And you just have to spray him in the face. Like,
yeah, but or you walk out of said bar and there's 15 people smoking cigarettes and you're having to walk around and put them all out.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah. You get the first one, maybe the second one. Then after that, they're like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Can I convince people to put them out?
No, I mean, you gotta like, well, I mean, yeah, if you can't grab it, you have to go for the
see, okay, here's where I go with the cigarette thing. I can play it off like I'm security of whatever area. Hey, no smoking here, guys. New laws in force, no smoking here. Gotta put them out. They're like, I try that first, and if they're like, no, man, then I'm like taking one.
No, you gotta take them first.
Okay.
And if they're like running, you just be like, no, put it down. Blah, blah, blah. But you got to like, you have to like.
You see picture 10 people running, drunk, running down the road with a cigarette in their mouth. Like, you're not getting mine.
you see Caleb smoking a cig and you're like, all right, man. Or you just walk up to him.
If it's someone I know, I grab it, put it out. I'm like, look, dude, I care about you. Don't want you smoking.
That's fair.
If it's someone.
I can play it off. I think I can diplomacy my way into putting out a lot of cigarettes.
I don't know, man.
Spraying somebody in the face with a water bottle is an aggressive move.
Yeah.
Are they a cat?
Either one of them are farting moves. I mean, honestly, like,
the cigarette thing is going to make me madder. If it's somebody that I know, I'm just going to be like, bro, and then just light another cigarette. Away from them, probably. Cause
no, you just had to continue.
Yeah, you have to keep on. I mean, you're still, like, I still see you. You may have walked away from me, but you're still an eye shot. Like, okay. I still see you lighting
up. Well, if it's somebody I know, I'm just be like, bro. But if it's somebody that I don't know and walks up and takes a cigarette out of my mouth, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be mad.
Dude, I smoke a cigarette like once a year. And I swear to you, if that one cigarette a year, somebody like walks up to me, takes out of my mouth, and just throws it on the ground and stomps on it, I have to fight that person.
Yeah. I think I let one go.
No,
somebody does it, I'm like, I pull out another cigarette and light it. They do it the second time, I'm going to get real physical.
Dude, yeah, like, yeah, that's a straight up fighting move. But then again, on the flip side of it, I'm the guy at the bar watching the Tar Heels play. They miss a shot, and I'm like, oh shit. The guy next to me sprays me in the face with a water bottle. I'm curb stomping him at this point.
See, like, I don't think that one would even piss me off.
It would
just
confuse
water.
Me. I'd be like, what just happened?
Yeah. Like,
okay, they spray you in the face with the water bottle. You're like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? They do it again. Like, you know what they're doing. You're like, all right, let's go outside. Let's have a conversation.
I think you could avoid people smoking more than you could avoid people cussing. Because like you said, most everybody cusses. Like,
yeah, dude. Like,
and in day-to-day, just normal. I mean, if you're inside, you have avoided all cigarettes.
Yeah.
Unless you're at just that one dive bar that lets you smoke indoors.
I mean, there's a couple bars that let you smoke indoors, which I don't
go to bars, so.
Yeah, I don't really go to bars either, but like, there are bars that let you smoke inside.
Yeah, but in general, I mean, if I'm driving down the road and I see somebody smoking, am I like slamming on my brakes?
I mean, yeah, dude, you're
running up to them.
You're at a red light. You're at a red light, okay? The guy next to you just lights one up. You gotta jump in through the window.
That would be hilarious.
They gotta dive in through the window.
That would be so funny.
You walk up, tap on the window, they roll down, you just grab the cigarette and throw it.
Oh my God. The one argument you have that will keep some people from getting mad is like, I'm trying to save you, man. Don't do this. I'm trying to be that sign to get
you
to quit.
Yeah.
There's going to be a few people, I don't know a percentage, but there's going to be a few people that are like, you know what, you're right, thank you.
Yeah.
There'll be a few.
Man, I've been looking for a reason to stop. You gave it to me today.
Yeah, I think there'll be a few.
Yeah, but dude, just imagine, like, you've had a long day. You've had a long day. I don't, like, you don't, like, we don't really smoke, but you had a long day, but for whatever reason you have a cigarette. That's the only ounce of joy you're going to get out of your entire day. You light it up, you have half a puff out of it. Somebody walks up to you, rips it out of your mouth, throws it on the ground, stomps on it, was like, hey, that's bad for you. I will fight that person at that point. Like, we will fight.
Yeah, I mean, there's situations where it's going to be a fight, but there's also situations where it's going to be, like Caleb was saying, like, oh, man, I mean, I don't like what you did, but, like, you did it with good intent. I've been trying to quit. And I
feel like I have a pretty good sense of humor, but like I don't feel like I would find that funny at all.
But dude, here's the thing: is if you're cussing close enough in public for someone else to hear you, and then they spray you in the face, you're definitely cussing again.
Yeah.
So they're definitely spraying you again.
You're just gonna like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? They're gonna get you again. And you're like, dude.
The question is,
fucking stop it.
How many? He's like, bro.
Like, dude, I'm gonna beat your ass.
How many
spray you again?
Like, how many squirts does it take before take it gets to the center physical?
Of a Tootsie Pop. Anyway, yeah, no.
That's what I thought too.
I mean, it depends on how big the person is, honestly.
Yeah,
well, dude.
If The Rock is spraying me in the face, I'm like, I don't cuss.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't cuss anymore.
He's gonna leave the building. Yeah.
But if like you picked half your weight and you're spraying me in my face, I'm killing you.
Yeah, 100 pound.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Four, maybe five.
The third
one's really gonna piss me off.
I'll give
then
him one.
Then if you get to the fourth, then I'm like, then it's mad.
I'll give
this
him
is
one.
A situation where, like, it's gonna be easier, either one of them, for a female to pull off than a male. For me personally, because if a guy comes up
to me, I don't know, man. I believe in equality. I'll punch her too.
I would not. Like, so if a guy comes up to me, pulls a cigarette out of my mouth, throws it down, is like, look, man, that's bad for you. Don't do that. I'm looking out for you.
No, dude.
I'm going to be a little more aggressive than if a woman, like my mom, you know what I mean?
Well, like, it's not my mom. Like, yeah, my mom has the right to do that.
Okay,
like,
a middle-aged woman runs up to me, pulls the cigarette out of my mouth and throws it down and is like, hey, you shouldn't do that. It's really
I'd be like,
all
right, Karen, are we doing this?
Like, yeah. I would get in a verbal altercation, but I'm not going to like punch a lady.
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna. Like, yeah. It would get to the point if like I keep lying to her, she keeps putting about. Then yeah, we are gonna.
But I would
we're
assume
gonna be talking
like,
with our hands at that.
Okay,
point.
This is a Karen. Like whatever.
I mean, if she's got the haircut and she stomps on my cigarette. Again, I don't smoke, but she stomps on my cigarette. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna immediately. She's not gonna like.
She's real defensive over cigarettes.
She's
to
not
smoke.
She's not gonna
ready to fight. Girl, guy, don't matter.
Dude,
kid?
Half your weight, double your weight.
Dude, yeah, dude. Kids are the worst.
So you're telling me you fight a kid?
Listen, I would fight so many second graders that it wouldn't even change my life.
Dear God.
No, I wouldn't fight a kid. I wouldn't even fight a woman. I'm kidding with y'all. But I'm telling you, like, the spray bottle would. I think I'd be more likely to fight someone over getting sprayed in the face with a water bottle than I would the cigarette. Because they're going to get me the first time, and I'm just going to, like, literally, somebody sprays me in the face with a water bottle, my first thing I'm going to say to them is, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And then you're getting sprayed
and
again.
Then I'm getting sprayed again. Then I'll be like, okay, what the hell are you doing? And then they're going to spray me again, and then we're fighting at that point.
It's three.
The third
number is three.
The third spray, I'm punching them in the face.
Okay, this is an unpopular opinion, maybe. But I do think there's situations where getting sprayed in the face might be nice.
It's like a hot day.
Dude, yeah, you're running.
The dude just has a spray bottle.
You're running, you're running by on a path, and you run by somebody, and you're like, God, dude, it's fucking hot today, isn't it? And he sprays you. And then you're like, okay, that felt pretty good. Damn, dude, that felt good. And he sprays you again.
But now you're
picked up
out
on what
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck shit. Damn, bitch. Like, you're just like, just
that's
sitting
okay,
just
that's what, that's
sprint.
What, that's true. Very particular situation. This person has to also be running.
I don't know why.
Well, there's
really
a lot of situations. If I'm outside on any hot day ever, I'm taking the water.
Dude, the beach.
Yeah, like, you're, why?
The only time I'm not taking the water is if it's really cold or if I'm inside.
This is
any
this
other
is,
time, spray me.
Just bring the water bottle with you. Now, in this situation, you're bringing a whole other dude with you with a spray bottle who only sprays you whenever you cuss.
No, because then it's like a gift.
Yeah, you don't get it turns into like a good thing.
For
like
whatever reason, when my first thought when I was thinking of this, I was like, yeah, if we ended up going to Camp Green Lake in holes, that'd be really nice. I don't know why that was my first thought.
Just take the water with you. Like, what? Yeah, why do you have a whole other guy with you with the water? Like,
you don't bring the guy with you. It's just every so often you encounter somebody that gives you a little gift.
What if like 50% of the world sprayed you every time you cuss and the other 50% of the world tried to put out cigarettes? I'm just kidding. That's nothing.
I could stop smoking before I could stop cussing.
Because the thing about if you're quitting smoking, you're going to be cussing a lot. Because nicotine withdrawals. Like,
if it's that many people trying to prevent you from smoking, though, it becomes a fight every time you just want to smoke a cigarette.
Dude, it's just not worth it.
Like four or five different people just to smoke a cigarette.
Dude, that's a new non-smoking campaign.
Dude, imagine you're just sitting on you're sitting on your porch.
We put together a battalion of people to scour the streets. Anytime somebody's smoking, they just go up and throw their cigarette out.
The cigalante.
They're well-trained fighters.
Dude, you're just like sitting on you're sitting on your porch. Somebody drives by, they just stop. Like, you're smoking, they stop their car, and you're like, "Fuck, let's do it."
You're like running, trying to smoke the cigarette. Yeah.
You're like,
fuck you, buddy.
You're weirdly messing your lungs up and making your lungs stronger because every time you smoke, you have to run. So
apparently, the best way
to make a movie about this, like one cig,
yeah,
like one smoke, like, you know, and it's just a guy trying to smoke a cigarette the entire movie, but he's having to fight people,
droves of people.
Yeah. Dude, we need to get Vin Diesel for this one. I feel like Vin Diesel would be the guy. Like, I don't feel like. If we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I don't feel like he's the guy who's like trying to smoke the cigarette. He's the guy hunting Vin Diesel.
Yes.
And
yes.
Vin Diesel is just running.
Dude, and that goes back to our who would win in the fight.
The Rock does win that fight. 100%, no doubt in my mind.
Have you ever seen Triple X?
I have, actually.
I'm just imagining, like, Vin Diesel having to do some, like, wild stunt just to smoke. Like, he's driving a car off a bridge just so he can take a few puffs.
Pulling a parachute and he's just floating.
He's going down. Is that the one where they, like, snowboards down that mountain? Doesn't he, like, get dropped off by a helicopter and, like, snowboards down a mountain?
I think so.
He's just going at 40 miles an hour down a mountain on a snowboard.
That would be so funny. Yeah.
You just see...
They're in wingsuits.
Bro, you just see Vin Diesel on the snowboard trying to just get it lit because it's hard to light it at that speed. And you see in the background The Rock on a...
No, it's a special cigarette that can only be put out by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. But you see in the background Dwayne The Rock Johnson on a... what are those... The snowmobiles.
Yeah.
On a snowmobile, just jump over a ledge. Just, and the music intensifies, and he's just going full speed down the mountain trying to get Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel throws it up.
Does a backflip.
It's in slow-mo. The cigarette's falling. Lands in his mouth.
Oh, that's some, like, shit that I feel like Vin Diesel's going to do at 58. Like, he's going to run out of, like, badass roles, and then somebody's going to be like, hey, man, like, hear me out on this one.
Yeah.
You haven't been in
weird
a movie.
Weird pitch.
You haven't been in a movie in a year and a half. This is how you become...
In a world where cigarettes are illegal.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what are you guys picking? You doing the cigarette one or...
I don't know.
The water bottle.
I think I'm doing the spray in the face.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I would just quit smoking cigarettes. Once
I
figured out...
it's not you. Like, no. Not like,
which one would I do?
Yeah, who are you? Which guy are you? You the guy putting out cigarettes or you the guy who's spraying water bottles at people?
I would probably be the guy putting out cigarettes.
Same,
dude.
I don't know why, but I think I'm just less mad over the cigarette thing. Like, it's almost a helping thing. The water bottle, I don't know. I feel like it's gonna make more
but
people mad.
This is what I would do. I would do the cigarettes, but I would, like, run up, grab the cigarette. Hey, man, I'm looking out for your best interest. Throw it down, stomp on it, and bolt.
So you don't see them light
Keep
another
running.
One.
Yeah. So I don't see them light the other one.
Yeah.
It's not even to avoid the altercation. It's just to avoid seeing them. Because I think one you get away with most of the time.
I think where it becomes problematic, though, like we were saying, like the bar, there's like 6-7 people outside just smoking a cigarette. Now you got to, like...
It turns into like a Bruce Lee movie of you trying to, like, fight people from smoking.
Just like, I'm trying to save
you. Nunchucks.
Yeah.
You're smacking cigarettes out of people's
mouth. Dude, like, you're just like, I'm trying to help you, and you have the nunchucks, and you're trying to get the cigarette, but you hit them in the temple, and now you've killed a person, so.
Yeah. Ironically, a really good way to put out a cigarette is to spray somebody in the face.
That's interesting.
So bad.
Interesting.
So you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just do a hybrid of this.
Fuck it, I'm doing both.
Yeah. I'm going to be the guy who has the water bottle who also cares about people's health.
Yeah, what if you had to slap it into some, like, slap it back into their throat?
Like, just push
face.
It.
Okay. You just crush it against their face.
Okay, are you ready? Yeah. I'm gonna make it a little bit more harder to, a little harder to pick. You have to slap it into their face, like, try to make them eat it, essentially, is what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Or the spray bottle for when people cuss is, like, vinegar.
Or urine.
Or it's like a super soaker. Like a massive water gun that like really
you have a water hose on you, just
that makes it way worse. Like a light mist isn't that bad, but like a super soaker to the face, that's instant fight. No matter what, that's instant fight.
Dude, if I'm just out in the real world and somebody just sprays me in the face with a water gun.
Dude, we used to do super soakers with sweet tea.
Oh god.
You got real sticky.
Dude, Dude, what's the worst thing you could get sprayed with? Like that would be Mountain Dew. You imagine me? I don't feel like I'd like enjoy that.
Piss. I mean, battery acid.
I mean, dude,
gas.
No, like not piss, not anything like.
Yeah, yeah, like a beverage.
Something you can go buy more of. Like, well, I mean, I guess you can buy piss.
Milk.
No, I feel like I don't
milk
feel like,
would be a crappy one.
I don't feel like it'd milk be a sticky. Be
what about food, dawg?
No, because it's not gonna be a sticky. You're gonna ruin clothes at that point, though.
You'll dye your skin too. Ink.
Yeah, I like ink maybe.
Ink would be tough.
I don't know. I feel like ink would be too heavy to...
Something sticky, right?
Yeah, I feel like a soda.
Dude,
or like
sweet
a sweet tea
was shitty. I'll because you're outside. It's the summer. It's not cold sweet tea.
Well, this is going to... Well, yeah, I mean, if you're carrying it around in a super soaker, it's not going to be cold. Like, it's going
to... And that's where I think once milk starts to get warm, then it starts to get that stank
okay,
to it.
Slightly rotten milk.
Ugh.
Or you're trying to make people eat their cigarette.
Oh god.
Like, dude.
I think I would enjoy trying to make people eat their cigarette.
Yeah, dude.
That would be funny. You want to talk about holding somebody by the throat, like,
no,
shame,
dude.
Like,
I would sneak up behind and then do a quick, just unexpected.
Right when they're hitting it, so
yeah,
they suck it right down.
And then you dip.
Dude, you want to talk about fighting? You're not fighting
that
person.
That's so funny, though.
Bro, you want to talk about fighting somebody? I mean, you're not fighting that person because, like, they're dead. You just killed a person. But, like,
no,
they're
them.
Buddies.
They're not going to get killed from a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not big enough to clog your windpipe. They're going to choke on it, maybe puke it up real quick.
Okay, well, you're not. We're going to
burn their throat. They won't die, though.
You're not fighting that person. They're dealing with stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
They're choking for
you made them deal with something.
Yeah. But you got friends. They got friends.
Yeah.
Now, there's, like, I would like to hope that if we're outside of a bar and I'm smoking a cigarette, you guys aren't, and somebody comes and does this to me, that you guys are going to go fucking kill that
person.
We're
going to chase them. We're going to fuck them up.
You better go kill
maybe
them.
Not kill them. I'm going to laugh.
I want you to throw them into traffic. I'm imagining...
Like running after like them, just horse laughing.
I want you to throw them into traffic at that point. Like, that's the only...
Oh, my God.
I think
it's
in
not
that,
that bad,
I though. Would.
It's a funny joke.
I would catch up to them and hold them until you got there.
Yeah. You'll be holding them for a minute, because I'm dealing with something.
Yeah, yeah. But I would hold them until you got there and let you administer the punishment.
You guys know that scene, and I can't... Remember the movie where Daniel Radcliffe like curb stomps a person?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. But
dude, I think Edward Norton does it on American History.
That's who
X.
it is. It's not Daniel Radcliffe. Edward Norton when he
yeah, on American History. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't actually.
If somebody came up to you and punched you, I'll chase him down and fight him. But if somebody did that, I'm going to laugh my ass off. I really do. I mean,
if somebody, I will say this confidently, if somebody ran up to me, punched me in the face and then ran the hell away, I'm less likely to fight that person than if they run up behind me and make me eat a cigarette. Like, I'm still probably going to fight that person. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God.
But if they make me eat a cigarette, you know what I'm doing at that point? Actually, Matt's holding them down. I'm lighting the rest of the pack, and they're eating the rest of the pack. Like, that's unforgivable.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's honestly hilarious.
But it's the same breath. If I'm sitting in a bar, and I'm like, I just say, damn it, or something. And somebody sprays me in the face with rotten milk. Yeah, they're getting fought immediately.
Dude, rotten milk though, I might throw up.
That one's less funny to me. That one's like, oh, like that one's making me mad. Rotten milk.
Dude, they're all making me mad. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm pretty laid back. Like,
it's just so funny the mental image of slowly sneaking up behind somebody and like swatting that cigarette like you do a fly. When you're trying to get a fly.
Dude, you're not only...
Like, as quick as you can.
In this situation, if you're behind them and you're, like, trying to make them, like, eat...
You're
going to
burn your hand.
You're whatever at that point. Who cares? Wear a glove.
I'm not trying to burn my hands.
You're also smacking that person in the face.
Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes the funniness of the situation just like oversees everything else. Yeah. Like, okay, so like
Would you find that funny?
I would find, like, if I would choke for a minute, and I would probably laugh after.
No, you would not.
Like, if somebody comes up to me and punches me, I'm mad. That's a fight. But if you come up and, like, maybe pants me or something, that's just kind of funny to me.
That's completely different than what we're talking about. Dude, somebody makes you
smacked in the face.
Somebody makes you eat a lit cigarette.
If they come
cigarette.
Up and, like, smack me in the face, like, straight in. Then,
that's what I'm saying.
Then that's going to make me mad. If they come up and they're like, that's a little funnier. Like, I'm choking, laughing.
Dude, I in no way am not fighting the person who smacks that cigarette in my mouth.
Okay.
I am in zero, like.
You're not laughing, you mean?
No, I have to fight them at that point.
I don't know. Like, dude. Okay, so one time I got in a fight, right? I was probably like 14 or 15. And I think maybe he pushed me real hard and I threw the first punch. And like somehow like he ducked and missed it. And it was so funny to me that, like, my momentum got going forward that I missed the punch. Like, I started cracking up. And, like, I started laughing in the middle of the fight. Like, I just, like, I got, like, onto the ground, and I was just laughing. Like, he was literally behind me choking, and I couldn't quit laughing. Like, like literally he had me, like, in a guillotine, and I was just like, bro, I'm done. Like, that was too funny.
You're tapping out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. No, I'm telling you, man. Somebody comes up from behind me and just... I don't even know the noise that would make. Like, but, like, I have to...
I guess you would have to go slower.
Not necessarily.
To not just smack them in the face.
But, no, dude. Like, you have to do it one just quick motion. Like, you gotta... They have the cigarette up in their mouth, and you have to, like... I don't know why I smacked. Like, I don't... But you
the
know
smacking
I mean?
Would make me more madder than if somebody came up and was, like, trying to, like, hold me and, like, cram it in. I don't know.
No, dude, no, I'm not okay with either
okay,
one
so
of
if you've
these.
Seen somebody else doing it to somebody else, how hard are you laughing, though?
Dude, I probably, honestly,
you're
I'm
pissing
not...
on yourself laughing.
Dude, I'm down. If I'm standing outside and I see somebody sneak up behind a guy I don't know, and then he smacks the cigarette in his mouth and the guy's like, dude, I'm dead.
Dude,
I'm
of
dead.
Laughing,
yeah.
Pissing on myself
I don't
laughing.
Know if I am.
Yeah.
Like, if I see them walk yeah, up in, like, the original scenario, take it out of their mouth and put it out, I'm like, okay, that was funny.
Yeah.
But if he's making him eat a cigarette, dude, no. Like, that's just...
Dude, I'm laughing.
I'm horse
that's
laughing.
Just shitty. And then he turns around. I said it's shitty. So he turned around and sprayed me in the face with the rotten milk. And now I have to fight him, too.
The thing with... If I'm the guy doing the rotten milk, like, I'm in a bar and somebody cusses and I use a Super Soaker's worth of rotten milk. Now the bartender's on my ass. The bouncers are on my ass. The guy just sprays on my ass.
But the thing is, they're all going to be like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? Now you have to spray them, too.
Yeah, and now I'm fighting bouncers and...
Bro, either one of these situations end in you fighting a person. One of them I feel like is a felony, so...
I'm getting my ass kicked in every scenario because I can't quit laughing. There's certain scenarios.
Caleb makes somebody
eat
a cigarette.
In a fight, like, I'm
the horse laughing, spraying this guy with milk.
Bro,
Caleb, like, makes somebody, Caleb makes somebody eat a cigarette and then he's just like... Just laughing, and like he can't run because now he's...
I'm probably on the ground laughing at him.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh, also that one, the second half, the getting sprayed in the face with a water bottle, that was Kayla's suggestion, so thank you for that one.
Nice.
So I got in a fight one time. We are talking about fights. I was 15, maybe 16. I think I was 15. But this guy was talking a lot of shit, and before we actually fought, I won. That's not relevant, but I did win the fight. But anyway, he was like, there's going to be two hits in our fight. Me hitting you and the ambulance hitting 90 to pick your ass up. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
You've already lost the fight.
Now I have to fight. Like, I wasn't going to fight, but now I have to. Like, now we have to have
this
physical altercation.
Karate kid? Shut the hell
like,
up.
I was like, dude, shut up. Like, yeah.
I didn't even want to fight you, but now you said that, we're fighting.
Actually, here's something about the guy I fought. He's in prison right now, so that's something. So
well,
I won the fight and I won life. So
maybe
we
can call in, get him on the horn next episode and see if he would rather fight a tiger to be free.
I don't know. I mean, he kidnapped somebody. That's why he's in prison. So.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
never
dude.
Mind.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? He kidnapped a person. That's why he's in prison.
Dear God.
Like, yeah, dude, it was a lot. So... Real quick, I'll tell you about the fight. So we were like, I was a sophomore in high school, and dude was talking crap. I was just using the restroom. He was like, oh, are we going to fight or not? And I was like, dude, like, if you want to fight, like, we're going to fight. Like, I ain't going to start nothing. And so, like, he stands between me and, like, the paper towels. Like, I'm just trying to get out of the bathroom to go to class. And he was like, oh, punch me. And I was like, dude, nah, like, I got to go to science class. Like, You could do something, but like I ain't doing it. Anyway, so he punches at me and misses. So
and then starts horse laughing.
He didn't start horse laughing.
And then you choked him out.
No, I didn't
wait
choke him out.
Second. No. Wait like, a second. Yeah. Rose, did you beat me up in 5th grade or 10th grade?
Dude, no. Like he punched. Like he's like a good. I mean, he's like a good 8 inches taller than me. He like just completely missed. And so I get a good like 2-3 punches in at that point. And then he like tries to pick me up. Like he bends down, and tries to pick me up. So like. It doesn't work. And then he's like, oh, fuck this. And he stands up and knees me where the sun don't shine. And then he did get me in a headlock.
Oh, no.
And then it got broken up. But considering he kneed me where he kneed me, I feel like I won that physical altercation because that was cheap. But, yeah, it was a whole thing. But anyway, so a couple years, maybe a year or two after we graduated from high school, he had a bunch of drugs in his car, had a bunch of guns, and somebody was in his trunk that he kidnapped. And now he's in prison. So...
Holy hell.
Yeah.
So this is a story about how you beat up Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. God. Yeah, it was a lot, dude. Whenever I heard that he was in prison, I was like, yeah, I'm glad he didn't like kill me. Like, you know, like I'm happy he didn't have a car whenever we fought because that could have went a completely different way. So yeah.
Dang.
All right, guys, thank you so much for checking out this episode of Three Guys in Ties. Make sure you give us a like, leave us a review, and make sure you tell three of your friends about us. Send in your suggestions at threeguysandtiespodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at threeguysandties. Also, a special shout out to our sponsor, Uday at the Nutty Java. Make sure you go check out his coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, get some food, and use
pastries that are killer.
Some pastries that are killer. And use our promo code SCURVY10 to get 10% off your entire order. Thank you all so much, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Would a phoenix drink water or gas?